Indiana's largest electric utility company credits the 2017 GOP tax overhaul for what it estimates will be about a $7 a month savings for the average customer. Duke Energy spokesperson Angeline Prodiger says the company is passing on its lowered rates.
Taxes are embedded in our rates, just much like the cost of utility poles, our employee salaries.
Indianapolis attorney Aaron Schmall helped to negotiate the Duke deal and says he's happy with how much customers will get back, but disappointed it took so long.
You know, our position is and was that all utilities should have acted as soon as they could. It took longer with Duke.
State utility regulators must still approve Duke's plan. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.